To register, start by visiting votetexas.gov. It's the official state site for voter information. Prospective voters can register in person at their county voter registrar's office. A list of those offices is on the website. For those who prefer a more high-tech approach, a registration form can be filled out online and printed, again, from votetexas.gov. But that's where the high-tech experience ends. Texas voting laws require a signature on voter registration paperwork, so the form still has to be hand-delivered or sent to the registrar's office by U.S. mail. Once the application is accepted, the voter should receive a voter registration card in the mail within 30 days. However, for anyone who registers to vote but does not receive their registration card before Election Day, Rich Parsons in the Secretary of State's office says no need to worry.
They would not need that to go vote on Election Day, even if they didn't receive it. As a first-time voter or with that registration, they would still be required to provide ID, but they would certainly still be permitted to vote even if they didn't have their voter registration card.
For those who aren't sure if they're registered to vote, the website has an Am I Already Registered link. Click the link and enter either a Texas driver's license number, a voter ID number, or your first and last names, and the website will search the state's voter registration database and let you know if you're registered. Again, the registration deadline is next Tuesday, October 9, and anyone registering then is fully eligible, even for early voting or voting by mail. Ira Sundar, KUT News.